All right, well, good morning, everyone. For those of you who are already inside, if you'll please take your seats and we'll allow people to trickle in as they're coming back from their meetings. But we'll go ahead and get started and draw your attention to this missions and ministry feature that we have regularly here at Synod, where we focus on various ministries that are doing great things for the kingdom of God throughout the diocese. And so we have here with us the Reverend Keith Paulus from Christ Church in New York City. Keith, would you please tell us a little bit about your congregation and how it got started in one of the most vibrant cities, in fact, I think it's the most vibrant, but a vibrant city in the world, New York City.
Sure. Well, I wasn't there when it got started, so I can tell you secondhand how it got started. Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City was prayerfully looking to see a gospel-centered Anglican church in Manhattan, and so they invited an Anglican from Sydney, Australia, to come and begin planting a church in Manhattan, and that's what he did. And so that was back in 2001, and the church has formally existed since 2004.
Okay. So Christ Church is engaged in a variety of ministries. I think you have a Wall Street ministry, a concert series type of ministry, and I'm sure you have many others. Could you highlight one story for us or one area of ministry that has had some impact in your community?
So we try to do a number of different things to reach out to the city to share the gospel. One of those is the Wall Street ministry, which is where we have the opportunity to explicitly tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ and invite them to put their faith in Christ. It takes place over a lunchtime talk where I have the opportunity to open up the scriptures and share Christ with people. And we have folks who come along who aren't Christians, and people, Christians use it as an opportunity to invite their non-Christian work colleagues to come and learn more about Christianity. So that's one way. We have other things that we do that maybe aren't quite as explicit in terms of sharing the gospel, but are used for opportunities to build relationships with people in the city. One is a program we have called Bounce Around, which is for parents and their toddlers to come and just get to know folks and to have a place where they can be encouraged in their parenting, and where they do Bible stories and songs with them. And then the other thing we do is what we call a community concert, which isn't so much an opportunity to share the gospel as it is to really build bridges into the community and get to know folks and pray and hope that leads to developing relationships and other opportunities to share the gospel with folks.
Okay. And in your parish, how are you engaged in making new disciples?
Yeah, well, so those are the ways that we go about it. Just take the community concert as an example. The way that works is we have our children's ministry coordinator is heavily involved in music in the city and does music lessons. And so she reaches out to people, and there is no shortage of folks who would love to share their gifts in a public setting. And so the community concerts are always full, and it's filled with a bunch of people who don't know the Lord, and they come into the church, and we get to welcome them into the church. We get to thank them for coming in and sharing their gifts with us, and we get to talk to them and know them, and then invite them along to something else that we're doing. Maybe it's one-on-one. In the past, we've done things like Simply Christianity and Christianity Explored, use those kind of programs in which we can walk people through a course in which they can think more deeply about the gospel.
So you're doing great things in New York City through Christ Church. What is one challenge that you face that kind of keeps you from keeping the mission going? Are there any challenges or specific challenges that you might face that...
Yes. Yeah, well, name them all, right? I know. Just lethargy, apathy, and maybe my own heart. Whether it be finances, whether it be energy, whether it be resources, I mean, the challenges are numerous, but the Lord is very faithful, and as we've been hearing today, it is through the word of Christ that God brings faith, and so we're committed to that, and challenges are numerous, but we try to pray a lot.
Amen. If anybody would like to learn about your Wall Street ministry or concert series type of ministry or any of the kind of ministries you're doing at Christ Church in New York City, how can someone get a hold of you to make contact with you and learn more about what all of you do?
Yeah, would love to chat. Keith@ChristChurchNYC.com.
Keith@ChristChurchNYC.com. Easy day. Thank you, Keith.